right. Well, let me tell you this. My next guest, he's been wandering around in the woods. It's a little rainy out there. He's all right with that. He can take it. He's tough, I'm telling you. He's wandered around in thickets and backwoods and backyards. Not yours, I hope. For a long time, Ron Rademacher from MichiganBackroads.com. Yeah, he is the man out there wet today. By the way, brought to you by Muskox, men's action wear, a Michigan company. Go Muskox.com, bringing you my good friend Ron Rademacher. There he is, everybody. Ron, how are you?
I am doing just great, Steve. How about you?
Well, you know, the rain is okay. I could use a little bit of rain because my morale season seems to be hampered. I mean, it was looking to be a great year, and it's been marginal, I guess. You know, I get out in the woods a lot, but it's been marginal. I found a few, but not like last year. Last year was great.
Yeah, I'm not hearing great reports around here, although there are, there are a couple of guys out in Iowa last week who found 200 pounds in 2 days.
Hold on. People you know?
No, not people I know.
Then I don't care.
No, we don't care. Exactly. You know, now, the rain, though, is a good thing in one way because the fire in Montmorency County is now pretty much out.
Well, see, the fire in Montmorency County is good news for morel mushroom hunting next year. Burn areas are great for mushroom hunting, right?
Yeah, they are. And, a lot of spores get released during fires. So, yeah, that should be fantastic next year. So the rain is helping. You know, we do not need wildfires going crazy. So
that's true.
Always a silver lining.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so what else is going on, Ronnie?
Well, lots of great stuff going on. May 21st is Armed Forces Day. So everybody remember to honor our men and women who, served in the armed forces. And a great road trip, if you are going to be down toward Milford Way, is that's where the War Dog Memorial is. So we want to remember our four-footed friends who also serve. And that memorial also, the dogs are buried there. And it also includes service animals, hunting, dogs that work for the fire departments, dogs that work for hunt and search and rescue. Great, great spot. Then you can just go to downtown Milford, which is an entire downtown that doesn't have a single chain store in it. Everything is an independently owned business down there. Really fascinating little town. So, the War Dog Memorial.
Very nice. I like that a lot. The War Dog Memorial, I think that's let's be honest. They get smacked and killed as much as anybody, right?
Well, and sometimes even more. You know, a lot of people are not aware that we often abandon these animals. When we pulled out of Vietnam, we left over 4,000 of those dogs behind. Just left them there. And the same thing happened with Afghanistan. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Much to the distress of their handlers, yeah. Yeah, it's heart-wrenching. If you're a dog lover, to think about the fact that these animals were, these soldiers were left behind. But that's what we did. So, I understand that we did the same thing we pulled out of Afghanistan. Left a lot of them there.
You know, by the way, I found your article. You're right. 200 pounds of morels, southeast Iowa. Another picture of some guys that found 131 pounds. You know, when you're not counting, hey, I got 6 morels, I got 10 morels. No, I got 100 pounds. I got 200 pounds. Now you're just showing off, you know. But think about this. It $80 to $100 a pound now, I believe. I mean, pretty good day at the races.
That wouldn't surprise me any. Yeah, they're not going to tell you where they found them. I can bet you that.
No.
Anyhow. But I'll tell you where you can find something pretty cool. You think you're a collector? You know, the World Expo of Beer is coming up at Frankenmuth this weekend.
Folks, I just sit here and I say, how's he going to make this turn? How's he going to make this? I'm a collector. How's he going to make the turn? Here we go.
You're a collector.
Right.
And by attending this event, you get a free beer collector sampling mug. So, you know, if you do find some morels, or if you don't, you'll still have your sampling mug and you can have a cold one. That's how I'm going to make that segue right there.
I like it. By the way, those morels could be worth as much as $20,000. $20,000 worth of morels in 2 days. I mean, that... like that, you can make some cheese. I mean, make a lot of money.
Yeah, anyway. I think my record, and I'm not a successful morel hunter. I think my record is 6 mushrooms, not 6 pounds, 6 in a day.
My record is about 3.5 pounds. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. But that's, you know, that doesn't happen every day, unfortunately, because I wish it did. Anyhow.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't. Say, listen, if you want the kids to learn how to hunt in the woods, National Kids to Parks Day is also on Saturday. And in Grayling at Hartwick Pines, they have a special program. They're going to take the kids out and teach them how to read the forest. Everything from animal tracks to scat to identifying different types of plants. And there's a good place right there to go look for morels. I hear they're finding them in all kinds of habitats these days.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. Take the kids out. That way, in your old age and your dotage, you can send the kids out to hunt the morels for you, and they can bring them back.
Well, because then they're not hunting. They're just picking. They're just going out for them, right?
Yeah. They're just foraging, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this particular event, you know, they're not picking. They're just going to teach people how to find their way through the forest and what everything means that they're seeing out there. So that's another great event, too. And, of course, then in Bay City, one of my favorites, Women in Waders. You know, we love to see Women in Waders. They got a fly fishing clinic going on for the ladies at the Bay City Visitor Center this week.
Well, that sounds nice. You know, the Ivy loves fly fishing, as you well know, Ron. You know.
Yep. Yeah. Is she one of the instructors at this event? Or
no, she's a baseball coach, though. She's a baseball coach.
I know she instructs you regularly.
Well, she does. Correcting and instructing. Correcting more than...
Correcting,
a lot of correcting going on. That's no question about that.
A lot of correcting going on out there.
Clearly.
So, and finally, you know, if you're going to be going over Lake Michigan that way, Grand Haven this weekend has...
Well, you know what? Hold on. I like Grand Haven. They deserve more than that. Hold on. You got me to the break, Ron. So this part of the program brought to you by Muskox Men's Clothing, a Michigan company. GoMuskox.com, supporting Michigan back roads and so much more. Don't go anywhere. We'll have more with Ron in just one moment. We'll be right back.